Blog Talk Radio.
Can't get into my studio, folks. So if you're waiting in the queue, you might get in there. Let me try. Something's wrong with Blog Talk tonight. I need to get surveys. I do. Overworked. Sorry about that. Can't get into the studio. Sorry. So anybody in the queue? Too bad. Oh God. Come on. Let me get in there. Okay, I can't get in there for some reason. See if it's my internet here. No, not my. Oh, could be my internet. Hold on. It's my internet. Sorry, folks, it was my internet. If there's anybody in the queue. Oh, come on. Don't talk. I gotta help pay for this thing. It all works. How do they expect people to pay? For this programming. Ah, yep, thank God there are no callers in the queue. Thank God. Let's see, I have a minute. Midnight callers. Midnight hours. Okay, folks, I just come into the studio. I don't know what's been playing on the radio here. I have a radio going too. The sound quality is terrible when it gets transmitted. These readings are for midnight owls, okay? So if you're still awake and you've got questions, you need answers, guest caller number is 619-924-0923. I'm your host. I will be providing the mini readings to all the midnight owls out there. If you happen to be out on the West Coast, it doesn't apply to you, but you're welcome to call in. Anybody on the East Coast, please feel free to call in. Anybody in the Midwest, feel free to call in. Central Time Zone. And Mountain Time Zone. Okay, so now I've covered that. I'm not sure we go to Hawaii. But if we do, please call in. And I know we go to Canada. Please call in because you have the same time zone. So give us a ring if you have something on your mind. You need clarity. These readings are for you. Again, the guest calling number is 619-924-0923. I will be here for the next, I would say, 15 minutes. And I have some off-air time, so hurry up, call in, and get as much clarity as you can on the situation. The only thing I detest, and I'll put that out there, is testers, testing my ability. I pick that up right away. Be clear with your question. Focus on your question. Excuse me. Focus on your question, and I will focus on the answer for you best I can. Too general a question, I just get general insights. Whether it applies to you or not, that's how it comes in. Okay? It could be for other people in the queue. So be as specific as you can. You're not giving me anything if you give me a little specifics, because that helps me to explore not only with my third eye, but also with some, you know, other resources that I have, psi resources. So don't play games. Never play games with a clairvoyant. They pick right up on that. Also, these readings, it's a disclaimer. I put it out there, and it's recorded in the recording, is that this is strictly for entertainment purposes only, and that releases me from lawsuits and anything else that somebody wants to throw at me. So I'm letting the public know this is strictly for entertainment purposes only. So it'll be recorded in the recording. And I don't need to write it in the description. A lot of people do. Maybe, you know, they're not going to save it. Blog Talk saves the video. Cases further, you know, problems for some people. They turn around and try and see me. So it wouldn't work, but because, you know, this is clairvoyance. Your question is very relevant. How you question what you want to know is very relevant to my answers. So this is a two-way street. So just know this is for your entertainment. Okay, again, the guest calling number is 619-924-0923. For all the midnight owls, tossing and turning, need some questions answered, here's your opportunity to find some clarity. Again, the guest calling number is 619-924-0923. That's the number you need to call, to use to call in and reach me. The lines are open. I don't have anybody in the queue, so you could get some special attention for the next 14 minutes, which is a seriously free reading. So yeah, give it a shot, you know. You might find some clarity here. In the meantime, I'm going to do some other kinds of predictions. And something's look kind of gloomy for the country. But a lot is going to unfold, and there's going to be some serious things coming down the pike, so I thought I'd put that out there. And kind of Murphy's Law, right? So we got some parents and teachers. There's going to be some big stuff within the next 6 to 7 months with parents and teachers and the president. And there's some things whispering about his campaign from sources he forgot about. There's some bribery around this, too. There's another agent, and I don't know who the deep agent could be. But there's a deep agent spying on a lot of information, and that's going to come to an end. Matter of fact, those people that have any information, they're going to be playing games. These people are very clever because there's information people should not have. So what they're going to be doing is changing that information or getting rid of it, because they can do that now, because it's not privy to just anybody. There's going to be some underground media coming up with some serious truth. There's some emails that are going to be coming forward, and these emails are real serious. There has been interference in the election, and that's going to be made known to the public. There's also arms smuggling or something similar to that in this country. There's some interference going on. Okay, that's with the campaign. There's been some computer espionage, and that's with the Russians. And the media is going to have field day with all of this, and that's exactly what they've been doing. We have a slush fund that's going to be exposed. We've already had that. There's some secrets. Secrets a man was not meant to know are going to be revealed. Some secrets. And I made that prediction a year ago, that someone unheard of is going to come and offer up some serious information, and that's going to be a big problem. We have the Illuminati, who is also going to be involved in uncovering a lot of stuff. Time warp. Very interesting, huh? Time warp. So, yeah. But there has been some white-collar crime. It's going to be exposed. And let's put it this way. There's been a lot of bribery, a lot of manipulation, a lot of lying. The Illuminati are already involved in this, but they're not involved with these particular crimes. They're going to end this if only they can, which is interesting because only they can end it. And they have all, you know, they know who's been bribed. They know all about the campaign. They know all about this. And, you know, we're going to be dealing with Murphy's Law. So, and parents and teachers are going to come forward. Those parents that have lost lives because of the guns in America, they're going to really have some serious, they're going to be some serious stuff coming down the wire. That's all I'm saying. And the Illuminati, whatever's going on right now in this country, the Illuminati isn't involved in it. But they're going to get us uninvolved in it quickly. Okay? They know who it is. So they're going to end it. So maybe they're not so bad. You know? I don't know. But there is a network. And the Illuminati is already knowing who the network is. And they, you know, they're very influential people. But they're going to get to the bottom of this. Okay. So the current political situation has nothing at all to do with the Illuminati. As a matter of fact, they're going to figure out a way to end this charade. Okay. Just not a very good situation. I just thought I'd put that out there because somebody sent me all this messaging kind of secretly, my email. And when I went to respond, my message couldn't be delivered back to them. So I don't know how that got into my email. But there's going to be some serious stuff coming down the pipe. And, you know, people choking around top secret clearance stuff. some of that is highly, highly, highly sensitive material. Now, it's not really open to just anybody. I don't care what the president says. He has a limited access to top secret material. He doesn't have access to it all. He has a level 17. There's higher levels. And so if he's dishing out all these top secret clearances, he could be in serious. He's jeopardizing himself as well. So can't do this. So we're in deep trouble. But we're going to be out of it soon. Okay, so there's nobody coming in.
Thank you.
And final stock market report. Stock market 1490. Evan and Wallace. I think it's the only one that's women's 12. Okay. Thank you. and then they respond. Yeah. Okay. Wait. I'll end points. It doesn't fucking matter. No. Apply. Oh, no, 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 wait, 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 wait. Let me go in there.